Hey everybody, you are listening to Advice from a Child, the only podcast that gives you a child's perspective on today's problems. Think about that sweet innocence we all used to see the world with. Let us help you find that again. It's never too late to see things from the eyes of a child again.
Welcome to Advice from a Child. Today, our topic is generations of what makes them different between different types of years, all based on years. And welcome back if you're a returning subscriber or if you're new. I'm Ba and this is my mom.
Taylor.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So, I don't know why I did that. But what she was saying was we're going to be talking about generations. Do you know what generation you are? Because I actually didn't. I had to look it up. And it was very confusing because I'm born in a cusp. Like, I'm the beginning and the end of Generation Z and Generation Y. So, very confusing. Everything was telling me something different. So, if you don't know, how about you pause this, go check, and then jump back in. I'm waiting for you. All right, you back? Okay. So, we are going to dive right in. Are you ready?
Yes!
Okay. So, I, like I said, am Taylor. I was born July 1996. On the cusp.
I said so many times you were born in 1996 in our videos.
Yes, I know. She likes to point that out for some reason. I definitely relate more to the Gen Z, you know, side of things. So that is what I am going to go with. I do not want to be called a millennial. So we are going to stick with that. So, technology. Generation Z has grown up in a world where technology is found everywhere. And they are comfortable with digital devices and platforms from a young age. I am going to say this is definitely a yes, but I wouldn't say for everybody. My dad was definitely the type that was very technology advanced for, you know, his generation.
Wait, but that's Generation Z?
No, I don't know what his generation would be. I don't even know what year he was born in, but
how do you not know your own dad?
I don't know. It's just not something I ever talked about with him. I don't know. You know, we would just joke and call him old, and, you know, we didn't sit there and ask him his year. I don't know. Anyways, but he was very technology advanced. We always had the new computers and stuff. He worked on fire alarms. He knew different codes. He knew how to hack. He would work on the VCRs and then the phones and then
hacking
the DVD players. Different computers. I mean, he don't really know how now. Like, he didn't keep up with it, which surprised me because of how much he was back then. So when friends and stuff would come over, I was normally the one that knew the tech, you know, versus them. So I would definitely say yes, I was very big into technology versus other people. Okay, so diversity. It says Generation Z is the most diverse generation yet, with a greater awareness and appreciation of different cultures, races, and gender identities. I definitely would agree with this because
You use TikTok?
TikTok? What are you talking about?
It is TikTok.
Yeah, but we're not on that yet. So, I did not know that there was any type of racism thing until school told us about, you know, slavery and stuff that had happened. My dad's friends were all different colors. I actually thought that my grandpa was black. And he's not, but he works so much in the sun, and he's already dark-skinned, like a red color, but he looked black if you would look at him. Yeah, and my uncle looked Mexican. He still does, and I actually had kind of looked Mexican because I have Indian blood, so.
Wait, uncle?
Uncle Bradley.
Oh!
Yeah, so it's just, I don't know. So I didn't notice none of that. You know, like I said, school taught us about it, made you really hate the white people, you know, and just kind of, yeah. So, yeah, I definitely would agree with that. Social media, let's see, is known for being highly active on social media platforms such as Instagram, Snapchat, and TikTok. Okay, so I disagree with this in a sense because I definitely don't really use Instagram other than how, like, I post to Facebook and then it just goes to Instagram. Snapchat, I don't use at all. I don't really understand it.
I don't even think at all. And I don't even use TikTok either.
TikTok, I try to do it for the podcast that you're listening to. But I forget about it. And I don't, like, I don't know. It's not really my thing. But maybe it's other people's thing. Okay, moving on. Entrepreneurship. It says Generation Z is more likely to be self-employed or interested in starting their own business, and they are often focused on pursuing their passions and making a positive impact on the world.
You started your own business once?
Yes, I actually started my own business multiple times, but that was being manic.
One of them she did, she'd sell these things, and I think a girl made a video. Did she, like, post it or something? A girl made a video about your product.
Yeah, there was a few people that made some videos about it, but I had dropped all that and stuff. I actually still have the ability to, you know, it's my products, my health products and stuff. I just would have to redo my license, which is a whole nother ball game and whatnot, but eventually, maybe, I don't know, we'll see. We actually got to get this podcast up and going before we talk about restarting a business. But it is something I do like, and I definitely would like to positively impact the world, which is kind of why me and my little girl is doing this. Okay? The next one is mental health. Mental health. Generation Z is more open about discussing mental health and prioritizing self-care and wellness. So, I 100% agree with this, because if y'all listen to past episodes, y'all know my mental health is all over the place. Very wacky.
And if you do watch our videos, or if you're very new here, please watch episode 1. And tons of people seem to like episode 1 for a reason why, I don't know.
Well, it was very natural and flowing because we were doing this just as a game. Yeah, and so I think that's why, because
we were talking about that on one of our videos, so make sure to go visit that video.
Yes, go listen to all of them and let us know what you like and don't like, and we'll, you know.
Yes, and we'll probably start making community posts.
Yes. Okay, so the next thing that is said about Generation Z is activism. Okay, it says Generation Z is known for being socially and politically engaged, and they are passionate about issues such as climate change, racial justice, and gender equality.
Did we skip saying mental health part?
No, I just said that one.
Oh, I was making
this child. Okay, so I agree and disagree. I am passionate about these things to an extent, but I don't like to get involved. I'd say I don't like to get involved, but I've actually been thinking about starting a separate podcast, kind of giving both sides of things on these issues, and, you know, kind of giving a middle justice form and my opinions on it. I don't know. I've been thinking about it, but maybe not. We'll see. Anyways, gender equality, I definitely, anytime I hear somebody say something about it, will jump in. Racial justice, oh my god, I've gotten some arguments with people about that, for sure. Climate change, I never argued about climate change. I mean, I definitely informed, you know, people about, you know, using too much hairspray or something before, but I never argued about climate change. I say that, but I do fuss people if I see them littering or something, because I don't want, you know, it to end up in a turtle or a whale, okay?
Not a turtle or a whale, I love turtles.
Yeah. But as for, like, politics and stuff, I do care a lot in a sense. My husband cares, like, a lot. So I kind of have to care. But so many people are so emotional with it that you say one thing and it's like everybody jumps on you. Or you post something, people want to unfriend you. So I try to steer away from that. So, and that's not active. That's, I don't know what that's called. So moving on, education. It says Gen Z is often characterized as valuing education and being focused on academic success. As many are aware of competitive job market. Okay, I will say whenever I was younger, this was definitely not the case. My mom had to literally stay on me. I was very smart. I like my studying and stuff. I knew like that and whatnot. So I didn't really feel the need to like sit there and actually learn everything because I could look at it, memorize it, take the test, be done, but not really soak it in, take it in. As I grew up though, I realized that I actually like learning and stuff. So I don't know. I don't know if that really applies. Work life and balance. Okay. Generation Z values a healthy work-life balance and is often more interested in flexible work arrangements such as remote work than previous generations did. Okay, so I definitely agree with this, but I do want to add, I did want to do other work, but like whenever I was younger, I wanted to be a psychiatrist, I wanted to be a teacher, and so that's not remote work. But then having kids, you know, things change, and yeah, so remote work it is. Authenticity. Generation Z values authenticity and transparency in their interactions with others, including advertising and marketing. I definitely do agree with this. I cannot stand somebody being passive or hiding something. Just, I want authenticity. That is definitely what I want. Okay, next one is environmentalism. Gen Z is passionate about environmental issues and sustainability and is more likely to make environmentally conscious choices in their daily lives. That's no. I don't think that's me.
No. We know.
Okay. It should be. I'm not against it, but it's just, yeah, it's not me. Not yet. Skepticism. Generation Z is often skeptical of traditional institutions such as governments and corporations and may look for alternative solutions to social and political issues. Yes. And no, I like to see every side of things. Now, growing up, you hear so many conspiracy theories and everything, and
I also heard a story about like this app called Talking Angela or Talking Tom that there's stalkers in the eyes. I'm not even sure if it's true.
I don't know. I kind of looked into that. I didn't see nothing about it.
But I see like I went to a picture of it on like the Play Store, and like when you zoom into the picture, you kind of see something that's not supposed to be in the eye.
I don't know.
I'm not sure if it's just photoshopped in the pictures or if it's fake and they just photoshopped it into the eyes to make it look like
that. Well, I hope skepticism is in her generation profile because you can see obviously it's there. Now, I don't know if I always look for alternative solutions to social and political issues. I think I just always see things from multiple sides of everything. Even with people, conversations, I try and see things from every single angle. You know, that's just me. All right. So moving on to financial awareness. It says Generation Z is often financially aware as many grew up during the Great Recession and are wary of taking on debt and overspending. I think, for the most part, I am. However, if you don't know, I am bipolar. And whenever you are manic, Overspending is something that happens. What's however, spending over. Like, you don't have enough money to pay, so you borrow, and then you pay, and then you get yourself in debt. Like, you owe, you know. Yeah, don't do that. It's a very sucky thing. However, I manage that by allowing other people to manage money for me. So, I guess maybe the awareness of it is there. I don't know. Okay, so short attention span. Generation Z is known for having a shorter attention span than previous generations, likely due to their exposure to fast-paced media and technology. I definitely would say that is true. I do not have a long attention span at all. I do have ways of kind of making myself focus, like for a conversation, I will repeat everything in my head that you were telling me to be able to focus on the actual conversation. Okay, global awareness. Generation Z is more globally aware than previous generations thanks to the internet and social media, and is more likely to follow international news. I like to stay away from the news because it depresses me. But like I said, my husband is very super into it, so it just don't happen. So I'm aware. Now, influencer culture. Generation Z is often influenced by social media, influencers, and celebrities who may shape their attitudes and behaviors. I would say this is a no, because I don't really listen to influencers or pay attention to what somebody is telling me. I figure out things for myself, or I don't know. I just, the only person that I actually really, really watch on, you know, whatever, and I think has actually got me to Bailey Sarian from the True Crime podcast.
Are you talking about either?
There's Christina Randall too that I really, really love, but I can't say that none of her like ads or commercials or anything have ever made me go and want to buy anything. But like with Bailey Sarian, actually, remember that game that where you try and find the bad guy? Oh,
that game.
Hunt a Killer.
Off of Netflix?
No.
Yeah, it showed
no, me. Not that's a app. This was an actual like game, and Bailey Sarian talked about it, said how she had fun with it, and I ended up getting it for me and my family and stuff to do. It was all right. I mean, it was fun, but it. I don't know.
I was thinking of a different one where you would text the
No, that's the app. My family's not as much into true crime as I am, so it would have had to have been more with baby. I'm talking about my man, Papa, and Gabby, and Uncle Jay, and whatnot. That's who we all did it with. Kinda. Okay, so that's that. All right. Fluency? I don't know. Okay, Generation Z is more likely to reject traditional gender norms and embrace gender fluidity and non-binary. I definitely agree with this. I remember in school, nobody was straight. Like, nobody was...
Nobody was what?
Nobody was straight. Nobody was just boy, girl, or, you know... The guys like the guys. The girls like the girls. It didn't matter if a guy was wearing a dress or a girl was dressed like a guy. Like, nobody cared, you know? And it was funny because we had went on a field trip one time, and the people from the other school that was also on a field trip at the same place that we were was like, man, is everybody in where we live, you know, GAY? And, you know,
what's GAY?
And I was like, I thought it was hilarious because it's like, I guess everybody just kind of does their own thing. You know, you love who you love, you do what you do, and that's that. You know, but older generations don't really see it that way, or, you know, had to hide it for so long. And, you know, that is that. Now, we are moving on to... Generation Alpha. All right, so get on with the getting on.
I am Baja, as you already know. I was born in December 2014. That makes me, you guessed it, Generation Alpha. Entrepreneurial spirit. Yeah. Generation Alpha is growing up in a world where entrepreneurship
and okay. self-employment are increasing.
Viable career paths. And many are encouraged to pursue their own business ventures.
So what do you think? When you get older, are you going to be self-employed, an entrepreneur?
And isn't an entrepreneur a CEO?
Yeah, they own their own business.
Yeah, I talked about that in one of our episodes, what I wanted to be.
All right, so we got one down. That's right. All right. Our next one, mental health awareness.
Generation Alpha is often raised with greater awareness and
emphasis
on mental health, with a focus on self-care and destigmatizing mental health issues. Focus on self. Okay, did I already read that?
Okay, yeah. So mental health. Okay. How do you feel you are with it, with mental health awareness? Do you feel like you, your friends, all of that are very aware of mental health?
I don't even know what mental health is, though.
You don't know what mental health is?
No.
Like me being bipolar, depression, people that have schizophrenia. I mean, you literally live with somebody with mental health issues, and we talked about it already.
So I guess it's correct?
Yeah, but do you feel like you're raised on greater awareness? Like, do you feel like if you had an issue, you can talk about it?
Duh.
Okay, well, Lord have mercy. Why does I talk about mental health? This child gonna ask me what mental health is. Alright. So, let's...
Next one, global
citizenship.
Generation Alpha is more globally aware and connected than previous generations, with many being raised with a sense of global citizenship and a desire to make a positive impact on the world.
Okay, how do you feel about that one?
I think I agree with it.
I, as her mom, 100% agree with this one, because my child says, I just want to get rich enough so I can help all the homeless people. And she's been saying this since she was little. Now, I'm not going to give her ideas away, but she has some really, really good ones. And I love hearing these words coming out of my little child's mouth. I mean, it's been since before she was 8. So, I definitely agree with all of that. All right.
Technology and...
Integration.
Generation Alpha is likely to be even more integrated.
Yes, integrated with technology than previous generations.
With the rise of smart homes, virtual reality, and others advanced technologies.
So, how do you feel like you're going to be more advanced in technology because of growing up with it?
I think so.
I agree and disagree with this. Like I said, I always see things from all sides. The reason I want to say I disagree is because if these phones were to shut down, if the internet were to shut down, if a desktop computer would shut down or break or something, these kids do not know how to fix it. You know, my little girl did take some coding classes and stuff, so she does know the basics of some things, like the, it was blocking code you did? Yeah. And I think she might have learned a little bit of JavaScript.
First of all, when Daddy doesn't have the internet, I just go on FubbaClip, because now there's the app called FubbaClip, and I just use that.
Yes, but I'm talking about...
Or I use my tablet.
Say, in some weird future, something happens, and the internet just... Somebody knocks it out. Okay. Or just something happens to it. Would any kid, you know, of this Generation Alpha know what to do to actually get it back up and going to the extent that it is now? You know, that's my concern. Or, you know, they might know how to fix the devices to connect to it, but do they know the whole backstory or the whole, like, to get it where it is? You know, that's my thing. You know? Okay. So, that's my concern. Okay, next one.
You embarrassed me.
Why am I embarrassing you?
Because of what you said.
What did I say?
What you just talked about.
I don't understand. What part of that embarrassed you?
About all of us speaking about the beginning.
I'm not saying that's what's gonna happen. I'm just speculating. It's just, in general, y'all not old enough. It's something that y'all can learn. And y'all might, none of y'all, okay, 2010 is when y'all generation starts. So I don't know if any of y'all, okay, no, because you're 4, 5, 6, 7, oh no, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So the oldest in Generation Alpha is like 12. So none of y'all have ever made it into college or anything yet. And I don't really know, whenever you get into there, if they teach you all of that or whatnot. So maybe that's something that you learn, or that, I'm not sure. I'm just speculating.
Move on.
All right, we go.
Multitasking.
Multitasking.
I was going to say
okay,
that.
Okay.
Generation Alpha is often adapting.
I don't know. Just say adapting.
Adapting at multitasking.
Multitasking. Thanks to their exposure to technology and media from a young age. Do you feel like you can multitask?
Yeah, I don't know.
And she says that because the answer is no. And I highly disagree with this one. I, like, 100% disagree. Because if you see anybody... And I'm not just talking about her generation. I'm talking about most of us these days. We're on our phones. And it's like we're so glued to that that there's like nothing else that we can, that we do. It's like it's a trap. We're glued to that and then we don't do nothing else. I mean, yeah, we can multitask on the actual phone itself. But when it comes to going do the laundry and the dishes and this and that while being on the phone and... I mean, think about all the things people way back when used to do at one time and compared to what we do. My God, I mean, okay, go to the next one.
You best be getting the phone.
It's not just talking about you. It's talking about everybody in this generation. I even included myself in that. So it's not embarrassing you. Just child. It's okay, dope. Next one.
I don't know.
Individualism.
Generation Alpha is often...
encouraged
to embarrass
their... No, embrace. Embrace their individuality.
And
pursue
their own interests.
Interests rather than conforming to
social
expectations or societal expectations. So, do you feel like you're an individual, or do you just fold to whatever somebody tells you?
I don't know.
How do you not know?
I don't know. Wait, can you repeat what you said?
Do you feel like you're independent, like you're an individual, like you're a leader?
Independent.
She's definitely an individual. I can tell you this. This child does not just go with what somebody tells her. If she disagrees, she lets you know she disagrees. And she's definitely not a sheep. No, not at all. Oh, my God. Even, like, for story, like, oh, my God. As a little tiny baby, okay? Not a baby, but, you know, enough to where they talking and you have to read to them. You know, they're not reading themselves. I was reading this dinosaur. You know the little book with the dinosaur that talks and the little boy is best friends with them and all this and that? I don't remember the name. Anyways, I'm reading this to them. The boys are loving it. She's sitting there interrupting every 5 seconds. But, Mama, the dinosaur can't talk. That's not how it goes. This story ain't real. And, I mean, I put on Borny. Mama, you know Borny's not real. It's just their imagination. They just talking to themselves. This child, oh, my God.
First of all, you said Borny was real one time, and I corrected you.
Well, that's what you tell kids. You tell them to, it's, oh, my God. I was taught that. Anyways, okay, let's move on. Okay. All right.
Okay.
After you.
Mobile,
yes.
Mobile first.
I think you need to talk louder.
Mobile first generation alpha is often referred to as a mobile first generation, as many have grown up with smartphones and other mobile devices as a primary means of communication and information access.
So, how do you feel about that?
I think it's a yes. I don't know.
It's 100%. So, as you know, whenever I was younger, I didn't have no phone. And whenever we got to play on a phone, it was a little Nokia phone until they got fancy with razors. And the only game you can play on these phones was like
tiny
Snake.
Phones that only had like the numbers.
Yes.
Like those tiny screen ones.
Yes. And there was Snake on there, where it was just like some little dots that would go around, and you go eat the little food or something, and you couldn't hit the sides, and it would grow every time you would eat the little dot. It was non-graphic. There was no color to it.
I think I know the game.
So, there was that.
Isn't it like,
if you wanted a ringtone,
like, kind of like a worm?
Yeah, kind of. If you wanted a ringtone, you had to either pay for a little tiny clip or record something off the radio and put it as your ringtone, or get somebody else to Bluetooth you something.
That sounds hard.
Yeah, it was frustrating. And half the time, it didn't sound worth a dime. So, yeah.
Digital
digital literacy.
Okay. As a result of the exposure to technology from a young age, Generation Alpha is often more digitally literate and adapted at navigating
online
platforms than previous generations.
How do you... Y'all are definitely...
I think I'll let you answer that one.
Well, no, this is you. I mean, half the time, she could show me, you know, different things. I mean, she showed me different edit. I didn't even know that she could edit as good as she did. Like, she was just doing this stuff, and then one day she decides to show me all these editing. I'm like, I used to use these to edit, you know, pictures and stuff for people, like, that actually would pay me to do it. And she's sitting here using all these things, these professional editing apps, and I'm like, I didn't know you knew how to do this, you know? And oh my God, like, it surprises me what they know, you know, like, it really does.
It's really easy to draw it.
Oh, Lord. Okay, the next one.
Next one, diversity and inclusion. Generation Alpha is likely to be even more accepting to diversity and inclusion than previous generations, as these
values
become
increasingly emphasized in society.
Okay.
So, how do you feel about that one? Diversity and inclusions, like with race and, you know, LGBTQ, which is like, you know what that is?
Yes, I agree, because I have family members.
Family members what?
That are LGBTQ.
Oh, yeah. And plus, I mean, we got multiple races in our blood, you know? We're not just white. We're Choctaw and Cherokee and a whole bunch of this and that. So, plus, you know, the whole nine yards. All right, you ready to move on? All right, let's see. Okay, you got that one? Instant gratification.
Generation Alpha is often characterized as having strong desire for instant
gratification
thanks to the
immediacy of social media and other online platforms. Okay, so do you feel like you need to be instantly gratified? Like you need to, whenever you want something, do you feel like you need it now? I think that's what that's saying, is that it's like you need that. No, I don't feel like she's like that. Or my other two boys, they've definitely, you know, I could tell them about something in advance, like vacation or whatever, and they'll be happy waiting and researching it and all of that. All right.
Interactive learning?
Yes, interactive learning.
Gen Alpha is often raised with a focus on
interactive and hands-on learning experience.
With many parents and educators
incorporating
technology and other
interactive
tools into the learning process.
Okay, so
agree.
Say it right.
Agree.
All right. I 100% agree with this. I mean, they use computers in school now, and I really think where I messed up with my little girl is during COVID season, whenever I was trying to homeschool her, I did not want to use technology to do it. You know, I wanted to do it the old school way and teach her on a marker board or with paper, and she did not pay attention to that. She was distracted, and I guess kids are so used to being device, you know, hands-on screen, it didn't work out. So I 100% agree with that statement. Okay, next one.
Oh.
Privacy concerns.
Gen Alpha is growing up in a world where data, privacy, and security are increasingly important issues, and many are aware of the
potential risk associated with sharing
personal information online.
Okay.
Agree.
You have any more to add to that?
No.
If y'all watched previous episodes, y'all know that I learned in the middle of recording that she actually had an app on her phone for keeping all her information private that I had never even heard about, which was crazy to me because it's like, I didn't tell you to put it, I didn't download it for you, you discovered from wherever or learned about to do this, and you did it on your own behalf. So I 100% agree. So next one, environmental awareness.
Gen Alpha is often raised with a greater emphasis on
environmental awareness and sustainability,
with many
being taught the importance of reducing their
carbon footprint and protecting the
planet.
So,
do you feel like
I think I agree because at the Autumn Festival
Okay. My little girl at the Autumn Fest by herself, which if you don't know what the Autumn Fest is, it's like a little festival that the church puts out. People cook and everything, and they, you know, have judges for the food, and they have little, you know, things for the kids to do and stuff. Anyways, my little girl got a bag without nobody telling her and started picking up the trash off the ground. And it was the most amazing, sweetest thing.
And ask people.
Yeah, she would go up to people and ask them, do you have any trash? You know, and it was beautiful. It was amazing. Plus, she keeps cans, you know, and
sales.
Well, it's a form of recycling. You go, you bring your cans, and then they give you, you know,
money.
Yeah, the money for what's can aluminum? I'm like drawing
aluminum.
A blank.
Aluminum.
I guess it's aluminum. Yeah, she does that, but the money's hers. She is the one keeping it. You know, doing it. So, all right. Do you know what a carbon footprint is? I heard that before, but
no.
I can't think. I guess it's like how much you leave on the world. I don't know. Okay.
Oh, goodness.
All right.
Emotional
intelligence. I'll read so you can go grab the ball that you just dropped. All right. Generation Alpha is often encouraged to develop their emotional intelligence and empathy skills with a focus on understanding and managing their own emotions and building positive relationships with others. Do you feel like that is correct?
Yada, yada, yada.
I definitely encourage my kids, you know, to express their emotions, you know. Empathy, I don't feel like is something you can really teach, you know. I feel like you can show it to your kids and whatnot, but it's something that they kind of have to really learn to do, you know. I don't know, my opinion, but I definitely feel like my kids do have a lot of empathy for other people, especially my middle child, my little boy. Oh my god, he might have too much empathy for other people.
Way too much.
He has such a big heart.
Even like if they don't give him a gift, he still gives them gifts, like his...
Well, that's just being sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. Work-life balance. It says, as they enter the workforce, Generation Alpha is likely to prioritize work-life balance and may seek out jobs that offer flexibility and a healthy work environment. Do you think that will be the case?
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yeah.
All right. You want to read the next one?
Yes. Wait, do you agree or disagree?
I mean, I can't foresee the future, but I do agree that you're going to want a healthy work environment. I hope that the tools that I try and teach you is going to help you provide that for yourself.
I master my own business.
I know. And I hope you do. Collaborative working.
Oh, and the business I was talking about to you one day is where I would, like, help poor people and give them a job for free and pay them. That's what I told you.
Yeah, I know. But you explained more stuff, and I'm...
Okay, wait, what were we on? Culture or...
Okay, no, we're on collaborative working. Generation Alpha is...
Likely to be skilled
at collaborative working, thanks to their exposure to group projects and teamwork from a young age.
I agree.
Can you just say agree, right, please?
Agree, because I do teams with my friends and group, not really group projects, but like I'd say, like we did a little cup castle, so I think that kind of counts.
I really want to agree with this, but I feel like the only way that this statement would be true is if it's like over Zoom or over a FaceTime situation.
No,
because
we do it at school.
Yes, but I don't know. It's
and
like
I do teamwork with Brayley and Elijah.
I mean,
my cousins.
I know who they are, but
yeah, but for them.
My thing is, it's like, people I find don't have as much social interaction that much anymore. So, I don't know. It's kind of a will they, won't they thing. Let's move on. Cultural appreciation.
Gen Alpha is likely to be even more global and
globally aware and appreciative of diverse cultures than previous generations.
With many being raised in what?
Multicultural households.
Households and communities?
Yes. How you think about that one?
I think it's a yes or no question.
Well, what do you say? Yes or no?
I think it's...
Okay.
I don't really know.
Yesterday, you wanted... Wait, was that yesterday? No, Saturday. Where you wanted to go? The what house?
I don't...
The tribal house?
Yeah.
And that is another cultural thing. You have multicultures, okay? You have your Cajun, French side. You have your Indian side. The unfortunate white side.
Wait, we have a white side.
Huh?
Why do I have a white side? White side.
However, it's... She loves to learn all about her Indian side and all about, you know, where she comes from. And I didn't really care about that whenever I was younger. So, yeah, I definitely say cultural appreciation in them is more than before. Okay.
And I like our chief, Mr. Lin. He's really nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, financial literacy. Yeah. As they become more independent, Generation Alpha...
Alpha is likely... To be raised with a greater
emphasis
on
financial literacy.
Literacy and responsible money
management skills.
Agree.
I hope that's the case, but if right now is any judgment. But how you do not save your money. So don't even look at me like that. She's looking at me like, you better not say nothing against that.
No, I thought
she
we were talking about...
She will do things to earn money. But then she's like, can you bring me to the store? And she... But she does want to buy things for other people than herself. She's a very giving person. But she does not save. So...
I thought it was talking about, littering.
Oh my god, this child. Alright, so now we are going to move on to my husband. So this is Phil, my husband. He was born September 1964. I'll give you a minute or two to do the math. You done? Alright. Yes, that's right. We are 31 years apart. Also, making his generation the baby boomers. All right, introduce yourself.
Hey, y'all. I'm Phil.
All right, so, post-war optimism. Baby boomers were born in the period after World War II, a time of renewed hope and optimism for the future. Did that impact you in any sort of way?
Not really.
Can you speak up?
Not really.
All right. The Civil Rights Movement. Baby boomers grew up during the Civil Rights Movement, which challenged racial segregation and discrimination in the United States. Do you remember anything of that?
No, I was too young.
Okay, too young. All right. Women's Liberation Movement. Baby boomers also witnessed the Women's Liberation Movement, which advocated for greater rights and equality for women in society. Anything of that?
No, not really.
Okay. And anti-Vietnam War protest. Baby boomers were active in protesting the Vietnam War, which they saw as unjust and immoral. Anything of that?
No, still too young.
Technological advancements. Baby boomers experienced significant technological advancements during their lifetime, including the rise of personal computers, the internet, and mobile phones. Tell us what you remember of that.
I remember having a mobile phone when I was about 25 years old.
How did it feel going from no internet at all to internet?
It was life changing. It was something real different, something that we weren't used to at all.
What age did you feel you actually learned anything on the internet or learned how to work the internet?
Probably about 35 years old.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. What about the different types of phones? Do you feel...
No, we start off with old bag phone. That's what we had way back.
An old bag phone?
Yep. That's what we had.
Okay.
No cell phone.
What about a beeper? You never had a beeper?
Yeah, shoot, I was still in my 30s before I had a beeper.
All right, work ethic. Baby boomers are often characterized as having a strong work ethic and a sense of duty to their employers. So, all about work.
We worked real hard.
Starting when?
I started working when I was about 7 years old.
Doing what?
Picking Irish potatoes. That's the first job I can remember. And we got paid $10 a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next job was still working in the fields for $10 a day. And we graduated to working in the crawfish pond to $20 a day.
And did that include your meals?
Yeah, it included the meals. And the meals didn't cost a whole lot, about $1.75 for a meal. And you were glad to have a job. Whatever they put in front of you to do, you did it. And you was proud to do it.
All right. Now, individualism. Baby boomers are often characterized as being individualistic. Am I saying that right? And valuing personal achievement and success.
Yeah. You're proud of yourself to go and do a job and have the employer brag on you. And that meant something. Back then it did, and maybe not now. But it made you feel good about yourself. You could go ahead and do a task, you know, set to you and get complimented on it. And nowadays I don't think people even really care about that.
Okay. Consumer culture. Baby boomers are often associated with the rise of consumer culture as they came of age during a time of economic growth and increasing prosperity, which, if you don't really understand, because y'all were such a huge generation, such a huge population of, you know, people, things like malls came to be and shopping centers and all of that. So what you gotta say for that?
I think we were raised in a time where you would try to hold on to every penny you had. So as you got older, you had a stockpile of money. So you was able to spend. It wasn't at the expense of somebody else. It was your money that you had saved for yourself. So yeah, maybe it did increase the growth and spending and prosperity.
Okay. Traditional values. Baby boomers are often associated with traditional values such as family, community, and patriotism.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I cannot speak.
Okay.
Yeah, we were raised to take care of your own. You helped your family. If one was down, you'd have them, you know, get on their feet. And if you were down, they'd help you get on your feet. And that's the way we're raised, and that's the way I think it should be.
Yes. All right. Pop culture. Baby boomers grew up in a time of significant cultural change, including the rise of rock and roll music, television, and movies. All right.
Wasn't very much on music.
No, that's not true.
Wasn't very much on TV and movies, but we sure did like our music.
And you was in
I was in a band.
And you were
in the early 80s. I was the lead singer in a band.
And what kind of band?
Rock band.
Yes. So that definitely is him in a nutshell. Okay. Political activism. Baby boomers were active in political activism, including the civil rights movement, women's rights movement, and the anti-war movement. Now, you said that was all before you. So, but what about other political things? You ever fought for something? You know, protested for something?
No, we just more or less just kept our views to ourselves. We didn't protest or fight for anything.
Okay, education. Baby boomers were part of a generation that saw significant growth in higher education, with more opportunities for college and advanced degrees than previous generations. What do you say for that?
When I was coming up, I had a job. And I made, you know, good money at my job. And I didn't see the reason behind going to school when I had a job that already paid real good. So there was no reason for me to, you know, want a higher education because I was making money already, fresh out of high school.
Yep. All right. Things definitely changed. Okay. Retirement. Baby boomers are now beginning to retire, and many are focused on financial planning and healthcare considerations in their later years. So, this one, we can't really touch on too much because he is disabled. So, you know, he was retired before he was retired. So, yeah. Health consciousness? Baby boomers have often been characterized as being health conscious and interested in wellness, with a focus on exercise, healthy eating, and preventative care. What do you say about that?
Oh, I believe me some healthy eating. And I believe I keep myself well and in good shape.
Yeah, none of that is true. He does believe, however, in natural herbs and teas and that type of thing. But right, as far as healthy eating goes,
no.
All right. Okay. Multitasking. Baby boomers were part of a generation that embraced multitasking, with many juggling careers, families, and other responsibilities.
Shoot. I am very good at multitasking.
Oh, now that is not true. He is one of the best, besides my grandma, at multitasking. There might be equal, but at different ways, you know. And multitasking is not my thing, but him, he could be doing 100 things at one time, and I'm just sitting here watching like him running in circles.
It's the way we were raised. You didn't have time to sit still and do nothing. You had to hurry up and get it, and sometimes you had to get 2 or 3 things at one time.
The only time that I was good at multitasking was like right after having my kids, and it's like my mom brain was getting at it, and I was able to do multiple things at one time, things that I didn't realize that I was able to do. I could be feeding a baby, unloading the dishwasher, you know, just a bunch of things at one time, and using my knees and elbows and everything to do it. But other than that, yeah, I don't know. Okay, next one. entrepreneurial spirit. Baby boomers have been characterized as having a strong entrepreneurial spirit, with many starting their own businesses or pursuing their passions in retirement. What do you say about that?
No, I had my own business for 15 years, and it was long before I retired.
So, yes.
Yes, it's always a dream to have you, to work for yourself, not to have to work for somebody else.
All right, so you heard the man.
Intergenerational.
Intergenerational relationships. Baby boomers are often active in intergenerational relationships, whether it is as grandparents, mentors, or volunteers in their communities.
Yeah, I like to show the kids what I learned as a child. I have a lifetime of many different things to show kids, and that's what I like to do. Teach them what I learned.
Oh, yeah, and he's always doing that. Like, always. All right, let's see. Cultural change. Baby boomers were part of a generation that witnessed significant cultural change, including shifts in social norms, attitudes towards gender and sexuality, and the rise on new social movements. So,
we never had boys in dresses. Girls were girls and boys were boys. And I'm witnessing now that that's not the way it is.
But is that such a bad thing?
No, I'm not saying it's bad, but it's a big shift in the way it was when I was brought up. We didn't have that.
Yeah. People were too closed-minded back then.
Might be.
Okay. Family structure. Baby boomers were part of a generation that saw significant changes in family structure, including the rise of divorce rates and single parent households.
Yeah, when I was coming up as a kid, when you got married, you stayed married. Good, bad, it didn't make a difference. You got married to the woman, and you stayed with her for life. Now, it's not like that.
And he's also speaking as divorced. We both are. Okay. So, in environmentalism, baby boomers have been characterized as being environmentally conscious. Whatever, with many advocating for policies and practices that protect the environment.
Yeah, we were raised to leave the land as you got there and saw it. So if you went somewhere and whatever, camped or fished or hunt, you made sure not to leave trash and stuff and keep the land the same way it was when you got there.
All right. Financial prosperity. Baby boomers experienced significant financial prosperity in their lifetime, with many benefiting from a strong economy and opportunities for upward mobility.
Yeah, from when I was young and working and making very little to getting a little old and making, I mean, real good money. We got to where we did good. We made money.
All right. Globalization. Baby boomers were part of a generation that witnessed significant globalization, including the rise of international trade and communication and increased cultural exchange.
I don't know what to say about all that.
Well, you went from not really being able to communicate around the world to having the internet and being able to...
Yeah, I mean, you can see a lot of stuff that was going on in the world and that, but I never did have the need to communicate with anybody, you know, overseas and stuff, so...
All right. Retirement planning. Baby boomers are often focused on retirement planning, with many savings and investings for their later years.
Yes, there was always...
the plan.
The plan talked to us that it put away for the rainy day, and the rainy day was coming, and one day you're going to be too old and you can't work no more, so you better have something set aside. And that's what we tried to do.
All right. Civic engagement. Baby boomers were often characterized as being civically engaged, with many involved in volunteer work, community organizations, and political activism.
No, I never was.
Maybe not with civically. Like our community and stuff, but definitely with the tribe. Yeah, you're very the engaged.
Yeah, with all people, but not with everybody.
Okay. Aging population. Baby boomers are part of a generation that is now aging, which has significant implications for healthcare, social services, and other areas of society. It's not really a question, but
I went downhill in the past 20 years, so I know I never did go to the doctor before, not never. And now I'm at the doctor once a month. So I guess it's the impact on the health care, but on that, no.
Okay. All right, now we are going to our baby boomer questions. This is where we really dig in, find out what are all of our differences, and get to know, you know, what we gotta know. Okay. All right. What was it like to be part of a generation that witnessed significant cultural and political change?
It blew our mind, I guess, to see all, I mean, from the way it was to the way it is now, it's totally different.
Okay.
It's a big shock.
Good or bad?
I don't guess it's really good for us. We're raised one way and the world's a different way now. So,
yeah.
Something you gotta get adjusted to.
Okay. How did your family structure and values differ from those of previous generations?
Well, I didn't stay in my first marriage, so I guess that's the big difference.
Yeah. Okay. What were the most significant historical events that shaped your worldview?
I guess it had to be the bombing of the Twin Towers.
Explain.
I was at work and never in my mind did I think that someone would come and do what it did to the United States. I thought our country was so big and so feared that no one would ever try it, and I never, it still never settled in my mind how something could have happened like that.
Yeah. Okay, last question. How do you see your role in creating social and environmental change?
Oh, Lord. I don't see my role in doing too much.
Well, socially. I mean, like you teaching the kids, you know,
yeah,
things
I'm trying
that you
to teach
knew.
My kids the way I was taught and try to teach them that maybe it is. I'm not saying it's better the way we're raised and they are coming up now. But I'm trying to teach them a way to take care of themselves in case, you know, the world changes more. Maybe it's going to be a time where they can't get the food in the store and can't buy clothes in the store, and they have to learn to do it themselves. Grow your own food. Make your own clothes. That's what I'm trying to get across to them now. And that might be my change I'll give.
All right. Well, thank you very, very much. Alright, so moving on to questions for Gen Z, which is me, Taylor. Alright, so how do you communicate and socialize differently than previous generations? Well, I feel like I'm very old school.
No.
You know, you don't think I'm old school?
No.
What about me is not old school?
Everything.
Like what? Okay. I do know how to work technology, yes. I do have a cell phone. Yes. But I do prefer to talk to somebody in person rather than text or call.
Same.
Huh?
Same, but sometimes when my cousins can come over, I just text them.
Okay. So, I don't know, but I definitely feel like an old soul. Any of you ever felt like an old soul? Like you should have been born way back when? I don't know. Alright, so, next question. What are your priorities and values when it comes to education and career? So, I really and truly wish that whenever I was younger, I would have went to college and got a degree in psychology or teaching, because those are like my two things that I love, psychology and teaching. Now, psychology, I think, is probably more where I lean. However, I mean, and it's never too late, you know? I'm still breathing, I'm still living. It is something I look into, you know? I don't know. I guess we'll have to see. I do believe education is super important, you know? The mind needs to keep learning. I like to learn something new every day. Let's move on to the next one. How do you see your role in shaping the future of society on the planet? I don't know about society as a whole, but I would really hope that I can just touch a few people with my story, with, you know, and by my story, I mean my mental health struggles, and I hope that I can help somebody that was in the same place that I was in, struggling, didn't know why, and I hope that I can help bring them up, you know? I don't need to fix the whole world, but if I can even just help one person, or, you know, that'd be enough. And make some excellent kids that could go out and do the same, you know, not cause nobody harm. That'd be good enough for me. Baha, you ready for yours?
Uh-huh.
All right. Now, of course, we save the best for last. Questions for Baha with Generation. You want to say it?
Alpha!
Yes. All right. It's about time we hear Baha's voice, being that this is advice from a child. Okay. So, how has growing up with technology and social media impacted your development and social relationships?
I don't really know.
That is a hard question, because, I mean, she didn't know how it was without. How do you feel a week without your phone or tablet or computer or any of that would be?
First of all, I hardly even use my TV, so I could just use my Echo or something.
No, like all of that. Any of those technology things.
What?
Yeah, how do you think that would feel?
I can just play some board games.
Okay, and what else?
Play with my brothers.
True, true, true. Okay, what do you think are the biggest challenges facing your generation in the future?
Being a CEO.
Being a CEO? But like your whole generation, not just you. Like, what do you think would be the biggest thing that's could be a challenge for all of y'all?
Traveling all around the world, because it'd be really expensive.
I don't think she completely understands the question. Let's just move on. What do you think about climate change and the environment, and how do you see your generation role in addressing these issues?
First of all, it kind of rains way too much around here. It's been raining a lot, and I'm starting to get tired of interfaces in my class.
Okay, I'm not 100% sure.
Climate change.
Exactly, with the whole climate change. Yeah, I know.
It means like the weather changes.
Global warming and all that, but I don't know if it has something to do with raining. I really don't know.
It's a climate is a type of weather, like raining, sunny, or
I know what climate is, but I think they're talking about like global warming and stuff, you know, melting the icebergs and that type of thing.
Well, I don't know what it's talking about, so just move on.
Okay.
I saw you being rude.
No, it's all right. Well, I mean, it's not all right, but let's just move on. What kind of skills and knowledge do you think will be most important for your generation in the future? Okay, give her 1 second because this child is playing with a stress ball and she, you know, dropped it. Okay, here she is.
Okay, what are we on?
I said, what kind of skills and knowledge do you think will be most important for your generation in the future?
Probably being CEO.
Okay. You're not just talking about you. I'm saying, what skills and knowledge do you need? And your whole generation, all of y'all, what is the biggest things that you're going to need? I remember...
Parent support.
Okay. No. I remember whenever I was in school and stuff, they would always say, oh, you need to learn cursive and everything. You're going to need that. You need to learn how to type. You're going to need that. You're going to need to learn how to public speak. You're going to need that. What do you think you're going to need to get out of school and everything to be able to do the things you want?
Write cursive in no times.
They took cursive out of school for the longest time. They just kind of barely brought it back, so...
Wait, why did they get out of school?
Well, nobody was using it. Everybody's typing and whatnot, so...
Well, I guess just times. Times, like...
Okay. Remember, y'all, she's 8 years old, so...
Time, 5 times 5.
You need to know multiplication, your simple math and stuff, yes, but... I'm saying, like, skills and knowledge.
I
like,
don't know.
Maybe. Okay. Let's move on to the next one. How do you see your education and career paths unfolding, and what kind of work do you see yourself doing in the future? We already discussed this. She said CEO and doctor and whatnot. Okay. How do you think your family structure and relationships differ from those of previous generations?
Okay, so my generation is more open-minded, I forgot what I was gonna say.
Okay, that's fine. Let's move on. What kind of values and beliefs do you think are most important to your generation?
The littering part where I help clean the earth.
Okay, so environmentalism.
Yes.
Okay. All right. How do you see your role in shaping the future of society and the planet?
Okay, society and the planet?
Yeah. How do you see your role in helping out?
Cleaning up trash and picking up all the cigarettes people leave behind.
Okay, that's very specific. And society, I mean, like people and stuff, the community. How do you see about helping them out?
Okay. What'd you say?
It's saying like your role in shaping the future of society. Society is like your community, the people.
Stop racism,
okay. All right, next one. How do you think your experiences growing up differ from those of previous generations, such as millennials and Gen Z, which is me? Okay?
Okay. I heard that, like, Generation Alpha is growing a lot and a lot and a lot pretty much each every day. So I think that's how it's different from
Millennials. Yeah, but every generation grew and grew, whatever.
I mean,
like, I'm saying, like, what are the other differences? I mean, come on, we didn't have phones, you know, like.
Oh yeah.
You know, our TVs were not flat screens. I mean,
You know, you thought the square TVs, right, where they had, like, those
things. And it had a huge back, and it was very staticky, and...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What kinds of impact do you think technology and automation will have on your future career and life opportunities?
Okay, so the answer was, the question was, what kind of impact do you think technology and automation will have on your future career and life opponent?
Yes, like robots doing things, self-checkout, things being automatically done by AI. I mean, what do you think that is gonna, how is that gonna affect, I mean, you working?
I mean... I don't really know because I'm just going to be CEO.
Yeah, but you have to be a CEO of something.
I'm going to be a CEO of helping people when they're poor. But I don't know how that would affect it. I mean...
Okay, we need to make a better business plan.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I want
to
be...
So, this is all for today's episode. We would love to hear from you. Things we would love to hear from you. These questions specifically. What generation category do you fall into? Do you feel like you belong in that category? What do you think about the changes over the years? The good? The bad? If you could swap generations, which one would you pick and why? Include which generation you are now. All right, everybody, and as always,
like,
we hope you enjoyed. Please like, comment, subscribe, and share. It allows for you to know when we post a new show and for us to connect with you. It also helps us so much to reach more people and get noticed. So once again, please, 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 please like, share, comment, and subscribe. Thanks in advance. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.